law enforcement tax and renewal ballot approval.
I apologize for missing last week, guys. I had sick kiddos.
Has everyone got to review the language that
yes.
come up? Go ahead.
Oh, I had a question. I know that it went back and forth on adding or taking away some of the language. The only question I have is, and I would even take comments from you guys, in the order it will do the same thing as my understanding. What makes it the least confusing? Because that was one of the things that everybody always talks about is ballot language, and ballot language always being confusing. So I know they took out like the RSMO reference.
That was Commissioner Schofield's recommendation, okay. and the attorney looked at that.
Right, and that was taken out. I mean, it's still, again, it's in the order, it's obviously, but in the actual question, do we want to leave in the items that were added back in, or do we want to discuss it, or what are your guys' thoughts?
The item that was added back in.
The verbiage of prosecuting attorney's office, juvenile office. I think there was some other verbiage. The order allows it. As in the question, I didn't know if it would get confusing again or if it would be...
Oh, I didn't know that that was ever taken out. I didn't...
I believe, yeah, it was. As far as just the verbiage from the question, but not out of the order.
Okay, I remember one email him sending, went back and forth, and the concern was that, Commissioner Schofield, you want to speak to that?
I just felt like that the people would be able to see exactly what they're voting for.
I thought that I had understood the concern was that you might be challenged of it not being spent for those if that was left out and it was just...
At the current rates, that tax isn't going to bring in enough to spend on all those anyways. We're still going to have to subsidize out of GCR those departments.
Well, you don't expect to take it all out of GCR. I mean,
no, that's the point of the... I'm just saying...
You're talking $6, $7 million. You can't... I mean, of course, that's... GCR will still... Some of those funds will still... If you took the... wages alone out. If you took the, and I don't, the wages alone with raising a little right now of those departments, the prosecutor, the juvenile, and the sheriff in jail, it's, and rounding up, $4,595,000. So if you took that out of GCR
That doesn't even take care of the inmate care and the medical and the food and everything, correct? That was just wages for the employees.
But if you're taking over $5,270,000 out of GCR, then GCR should be able to...
I understand that. Okay. My question is do we want to... The question that is posed is, shall Taney County impose a countywide sales tax of 0.375% for a period of 15 years for the purpose of providing law enforcement services for the county? And then what was added back in was the including providing funding to support capital improvements, equipment, and operations of the Sheriff's Department, jail, prosecuting attorney's office, and juvenile office. So there was a version that did not have that in there. And that the purpose of that was to make it streamlined and clean is for law enforcement services for the county and repeal the existing countywide sales tax previously authorized for law enforcement services of 1/8. that's my question. Do we want to include the including providing funding to support capital improvements, equipment, and operations of the Sheriff's Department, jail, prosecuting attorney's office, and juvenile office, or do we want to leave that out? Do you guys have a thought? I mean, not to put you on the spot, Jonas, do you have any opinion? Or?
Well, I think as a voter, the simpler the language is, in my mind, what am I buying? What are my tax dollars paying for?
That's my question. So the simpler the language, but then at the same time, do you want in there spelling out Sheriff's Department, jail, prosecuting attorney's office, and juvenile office? It's all in the order. We can't change it. I mean, we're not trying to...
But the taxpayer won't see that order.
They have access to it, but they more than likely won't look at it.
No, correct. They won't. Yeah. They didn't in medical marijuana. And I think if you leave it out, even maybe employees in those departments, unless they come to you to see the order, I think they're going to wonder, what's it? Because all the discussion
was the first part of it say again, Brandon?
It would say, shall Taney County impose a countywide sales tax of 3/8% for a period of 15 years for the purpose of providing law enforcement services for the county? And repeal the existing countywide sales tax previously authorized for law enforcement services of 1/8%. So you've got that. Or, shall Taney County impose a countywide sales tax of 3/8% for a period of 15 years for the purpose of providing law enforcement services for the county, including providing funding to support capital improvements, equipment, and operations of the Sheriff's Department and jail, prosecuting attorney's office, and juvenile office. And repeal the existing countywide. The problem that I have is because we deal with this on a daily basis, we know the need. General public doesn't fully know, and so I want to make sure that we don't assume that they know. Does that make sense what I'm trying to say?
I think that spells it out better to where they do know
Okay. What
the law enforcement, because a lot of them won't consider, a lot of the general public may not consider the prosecutor's office, juvenile office to be law enforcement services.
Okay.
No, they won't.
And that's what I mean by it, because I know that. We know that, but we deal with it on a daily basis.
Right.
So that's my question. I don't want to assume something and then it mislead or not get represented correctly.
And I was told that the juvenile office, and you can help me with this, Mr. Schofield, that when they wanted to use part of the tax the way it was worded, because it didn't say in juvenile office in it, they couldn't use it. But maybe their order didn't have it.
I said that would be in the order, not in the actual ballot language.
And if I, and the sheriff's here so he can easily say no, I wouldn't feel that way. But if you weren't in this discussion and you just went, there's a taxpayer, and it said for law enforcement and didn't include the others, and say you worked for your department, say a deputy or something, would you think it was going to include those, or would you, because last time it had a minute and then say it's taken out, do you think the commission's taken that out, thinking it?
A person, if that was taken out, a person might just think it was for the sheriff's office and jail.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think probably and I was probably one of them that said we shouldn't have it in there. But I think probably for the clarification of it and everything,
to have it in there. I'm fine either way. I just want to make it as simple as possible, but as clear as possible.
So, like you said, sometimes those of us that deal with it a lot, we get stuck in the mindset that because we know what it means, but people that's not reading this on the ballot. We need to have as much education as we can.
Yeah. And that's between your quarter and 3/8. I got stopped at church twice yesterday. They want an explanation on that. And that's, if we go to 3/8, we've got to be prepared to show how it's going to be spent.
May I ask, are are you prepared at this point to show that?
We had a good meeting, was it 2 weeks ago, with a lot of the what we call stakeholders and future needs. And
I have a lot of stuff outlined that I'm fixing to send you all this afternoon.
Okay.
Once I get finished out as to the actual cost and stuff of what we're looking at as to the unfunded mandates that we're looking at that the state's trying to push through now, the fact that they're trying to move away with our per diem, which they're pushing on that. And if that happens, that's going to cost us another $750,000 a year. There's a lot of things in the works that we're going to have to be ready for.
And that's something I've been asked, and I need a list because we've used, saying, unfunded mandates. I need to know a list of what are unfunded mandates. And I can't go on projection of what, because many bills don't pass, and we know that. But, yeah, if anything that's an unfunded mandate, actually what it is, I need.
And then the stuff that has passed is the 17-year-old. I mean, the stuff that I guess wouldn't have gotten handled previously is now going to be, that's going to cost a fortune.
I didn't get that from, I mean, we.
If you talk to people that, my understanding is when you talk to prosecutors from different people in the state, it's the juvenile department might not understand or see it yet, but law enforcement and I think law enforcement prosecution sees it, and they're saying a completely different story. So.
When we deal with a 17-year-old as an adult on most of these cases, they pretty well shoot them through court, put them on probation. Now, as a 17-year-old and a person that more than likely most of these are people that the juvenile office has dealt with for, this is not their first time. They're going to have a much longer period to deal with them, more expenses to deal with them, and they will take the case further and a lot more time consuming than what it would have been in the adult court.
Then you have to provide their attorney, and you have to provide the attorney for the juvenile. I mean, it
yeah, there's numerous unfunded requirements as far as attorneys that even the juvenile officer can't go into the courtroom without an attorney now.
Yeah.
And then you have to provide guardian ad litems for their, and then the each delinquent case, the kids are provided with attorneys. And even in the abuse and neglect cases, the parents are provided with attorneys. So you've got...
We can no longer charge inmates through the criminal courts for the housing of them. If we want to do that, then we have to go through small claims courts.
Yeah, we have to sue them civilly.
And if we do that, I cannot represent the county. It has to be an attorney to represent the county in small claims court. So, I mean, that's just further funding that we're losing. That
did we get much return when we could do it through the criminal? Because I guess it took an attorney and all then.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, they paid it with their court costs.
It was done through court costs then. We didn't have an attorney. It was all done through the criminal case and court costs.
And so now they can't collect. Court. Yeah, they can't collect it through court costs. So if they don't pay it, we have to go after them civilly.
Now it has to be a civil matter. We have to do a formal collection.
That was a Supreme Court decision, wasn't it?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, Sheriff, how long ago was it you were at capacity? I mean, you've reached capacity a few times
last
in your jail.
Year, we hold 268. Last year, we was at 292.
So.
And but your year. Didn't you say your average has gone up where you normally had 100 and something and you'd peak at that? Now your average is, you're running around 200.
Yeah. At 198.
That increased about 11 from a little over a week ago.
Yeah.
So you foresee in the future, I mean, to handle that, you're looking at another pod.
Yeah. We've been fortunate that we haven't had to look at that before now. Because you know, if you look at the population growth in jails throughout the country, I mean, nobody's. Continuing on that. The mental health problems in jails